This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Totally free for the families. We take kids from all over the state of Oregon.
And how many years has it been going on?
Since 1993.
So how long have you been involved?
Since 2015.
And tell me how you got into all this.
I used to work for McDonald's, and they would come to our restaurant over on Stewart Parkway. Originally, back in the 90s, though, they were over at Garden Valley when there was only one restaurant. But we would feed them lunch on Town Day, which is Tuesday of Camp Week.
And explain what happens during the course of the week.
Sure. So kids arrive on Sunday. They get a registration. They get medically checked in through our 24/7 top quality medical team. And then we just start normal Camp Week, just like any other camp. We have search and rescue come in on Mondays. They do a ropes course for the kids. We have arts and crafts. We have t-shirt printing. We do all kinds of fun things. Tuesday, we have that town day where we end up at the movie theater, wildlife safari, bowling. And then Wednesday, just arts, crafts, horseback riding, zip lining, normal swimming in the pool. Thursday, we have guides, local guides around the area that take our kids out on the Umpqua to go fishing. So that's really fun.
So a lot of things for the kids to do during a time in life, which is kind of rough.
Yes. And the cool thing is this camp allows not only, I call them cancer warriors. I don't like saying cancer patient. Them, siblings, or if a child has a parent that's going through the process of battling cancer, they're allowed to come too.
And how do you fund all this?
Fundraisers and grants and donations, generous donations from our business community and individuals within our community.
So why have you stuck with this for so long?
Because of the kids. I can't even begin to tell you, the moment that you step foot into that camp during Camp Week, it pretty much gets you, and you'll be going back.
So you've got a fundraiser coming up. Speaking of fundraisers, tell us about that.
Sure. So last year we decided to do some fundraising with the game of bingo, and we had no idea. We went out to the Melrose Vineyards, and we did our first bingo night, and it was a hit. And so we're like, well, I guess we'll just be doing bingo for the kids from now on. So this time around, in April 15th, we're going, the Elks Lodge here in Roseburg is hosting it for us. And we're going to have about like 150 spots open and available for people to come in and play bingo.
And tell us who you brought in with you today.
This is Doris from the Elks Lodge. I would tell you her last name, but I'm not quite sure, but this is Doris.
Well, Doris, go on up to the mic there, and first of all, introduce yourself to us.
I'm Doris Kobernick. I'm the Grand Exalted Ruler and Public Relations Officer for the Roseburg Elks Lodge.
So talk about what's going to be going on with this fundraiser.
Well, we have the venue that the Camp Millennium was looking for, so we were more than happy to provide that. We have a nice big ballroom, bingo boards, and that kind of thing. So we also love supporting the kids and our community, and so that was a nice partnership.
And so are you going to be having essentially the two groups are essentially doing this together in some ways?
Yes, in many ways, yes.
And so what will happen during the course of the evening? I mean, playing bingo seems pretty obvious, but are there things going on?
Yes. So bingo for on the 15th is going to be from 4 to 8 p.m. We're going to have a spaghetti dinner in the middle of that with Caesar salad, of course, garlic bread, dessert. And we'll start playing bingo for the fabulous prizes that anybody that's went to our bingos know. We have a generous donor in Eugene who donates all the prizes. So all the money that we make, 100%, goes right back into camp. It's not for any of the prizes, any for the food or anything. We always get that donated. We have silent auction items, and we're just going to have a grand time. I'm excited because this is going to be the biggest spot. Our last spot we had the bingo in was at the Art Center, and we sold tickets to 70, and there ended up being like 88 people there. So we were like almost on top of each other. So their ballroom is huge. I don't know if you've ever been into their ballroom. It's going to be so much fun.
Neat. Now, Dolores, talk about the Elks Lodge for a minute, because you guys kind of got some special things going on.
Yes, we have a number of things. We're like I said, we're partnering with Camp Millennium for this bingo fundraiser, but we also have our own gamut of fundraising events coming up. We have a charity poker run coming up on the first Saturday in June, where we'll be raising funds for the Elks Youth Eye Clinic. It's a Oregon State Elks Association state project. So it's a one-of-a-kind, state-of-the-art hospital that supports eye care and eye surgeries that's one-of-a-kind in the nation.
And how long has the Roseburg Elks Lodge been around here?
Oh, about 127 years or so.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It is.
And that building, it's just a classic, one of Roseburg's classic buildings.
Yes, it was built in 1905. We still have a lot of the original furnishings from that era up in our lodge room. So feel free to stop by and get a guided tour.
All right, and Mindy, if people want to find out more about Camp Millennium, talk about your website or any connections they can make there.
Sure. Our website is www.campmillennium.org. Our email is campm@oregon@gmail.com. Sorry about that. Early morning fog. So our email is campmoregon@gmail.com. And our office number is 541-677-0600.
All right, ladies, thanks for coming in. 8:38 at the Morning Report.